God's Word.
Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus Himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing Him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked Him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" He asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed Him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified Him. But we had hoped that He was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find His body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said He was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, 'How foolish you are and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter His glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He explained to them what was said in all the Scriptures concerning Himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if He were going farther. But they urged Him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, that the day is almost over.' So He went in to stay with them. When He was at the table with them, He took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized Him, and He disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while He talked with us on the road and opened the Scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when He broke the bread." This is the Word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears that as You speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, so honesty time. Time to be honest. Have you ever been driving down the road, turned on your radio, and there was one of your favorite songs from your teenage years, and you start singing along with it, and you're jamming, putting on a concert for one, and as you're going along, you realize that, uh-oh, I've missed my turn. Anybody ever done that? Stan, you moved on me. Okay, since y'all have been honest about that, it's time for a little more honesty. So have you ever been driving down the road, your spouse there with you, children, driving down the road and you're talking and you're having a conversation and you're listening to everything that's been going on in your family's life that day? And all of a sudden, out of the blue, you see red and blue lights in front of you as they pull to the corner to turn, or the side of the road to turn around and get behind you. And at that moment, realize that, oh, I must have been speeding. Anybody ever do that? So, for y'all being honest with me, I'm going to be honest with you about something. A couple of years ago, oh, by the way, those things did happen to me, actually. A couple of years ago, sitting in the church sanctuary, It's like 2 minutes before the sermon, and I'm sitting on the front seat like that right there, and I start looking around, and I can't find my glasses. Nowhere. And I start panicking because I can't read that. And I've got big print, but I can't read that without my glasses. So real quick, I start retracing my steps. And I jump up and I start walking towards the back. And there was a lady that was sitting right about where JC is. She looks at me because she sees this concerned look on my face. And she mouths, "What's wrong?" I said, "I can't find my glasses." And she goes, So I believe it's safe to say that we all get distracted at some time in our lives, right? Something distracts us. It might be our job. It might be family. It might be a situation. It might be church. Sometimes we get distracted. Cleopas and the other disciple were on their way home. They're walking down the road and they're discussing all of the things that had happened that past week. Kind of like two buddies going over and summarizing their week. They're so engulfed and so focused on what they're doing, they don't realize that Jesus has joined the group. Now, personally, I don't know if it's because I don't trust people or what, but somebody comes sneaking up behind me, I'm going to know they're there. So they must have really been engulfed in what they were doing. And so Jesus just joins in on the conversation. "Hey, what are y'all up to?" "Where you been, buddy? Have you not do you not realize what's all been going on?" And Scripture says that they started going through every little detail of the past week. Now, to envision the scene, I'm trying to envision the look on Jesus' face. They're sitting there talking about Jesus, and there he is right in front of them. And his face has got to be, "Duh. Hello. I guess he should have done what that little girl said he did. Ta-da!" And then he starts telling, "Oh, you of little faith." And Scripture says that he starts going through, starting with Moses, through the prophets. You ever looked at the Old Testament? That's all the Old Testament is. So basically, he gave them a lesson on the Old Testament about everything that was supposed to happen. And so they get to their home and they go in and they've invited Jesus in. And it's not until he goes to break the bread that they realize and recognize that it's Jesus. How many times have we allowed the events of the day to distract us from the blessings of the day? One of the things that I love doing is, if God has blessed you this week, say amen. If he hadn't, say oh me, because you weren't paying attention. It's because you got distracted. And we all get distracted. Our families distract us with the events and things that are going on there. I mean, that's just part of life there. Our daughter or our son calls and Angie's immediately right there. I would be, but they don't call me. We get distracted by our jobs. You know, there might be some big project going on that we need to, we get so worried about. So, yesterday and Friday, those are great days, y'all. If y'all weren't up here, you need to get in there and volunteer on that this next year. Because once everything gets set up, that allows me to sit there and get sermon material. I sat there at that cashier's table, and that's what I did because everybody knows, don't let the preacher touch the money. But I sat there and I watched everybody. Those that were coming in shopping and those that were working. And they were so focused on what was right in front of them. And there was once or twice when I let out the little yell and poor Sandy had a coronary. But it was the perfect example of how we all of a sudden at any moment go into our own little world and we block everything else out and we're focused just on that red ribbon. Kind of like tunnel vision. Church distracts us. Yeah, I said church distracts us. Because we get so caught up in all of the rigmarole and this is how we've always done it this is the doctrine and this is what we're supposed to do that we fail to see Jesus in our presence right in front of us. The two disciples were walking along. They were talking about Jesus. But yet there He stood right in front of them and they were so distracted on other things that had gone on that they didn't recognize the risen Christ. And that is so much us. That is so much us. That is, we get so distracted. That Jesus can be right here and we don't even know He's there. And I think sometimes when we need Him the most and we say, I needed Jesus and He wasn't there. No, you were distracted. He's been there the whole time. So, okay, preacher. I admit I get distracted. That's not an illustration. Okay, preacher. I admit I get distracted. So, preacher, how do we get undistracted? I'm glad you asked. Because the Scripture tells us when they sat down at the table and everything else had been blocked out, they saw Jesus. Sometimes we've got to let go of all of those things that distract us. The Led Zeppelin songs. The family things. Hey, I'll call you back. I need just a few minutes. Letting go and letting God. Because when we set all of those distractions aside, that's when we see Jesus, who's been there the whole time. One of the funny things about that is that they were at the dinner table. Do people eat at the dinner table anymore? Or do we stand up and eat at the counter or in the car or at the back table at McDonald's or Jack in the Box? You see, they had come together in a common place and set everything else aside and experienced Jesus there. It doesn't have to be a dinner table. It can be sitting in your living room or sitting on the back patio. Somebody told me this week that their God place, where they experience God the most, where they see God more than anything, is sitting in a chair on their back porch looking out across the lake. Oh my gosh. And some of the things y'all post on Facebook, some of the things, the pictures, the sunsets, the sunrises, the foxes running around y'all's place, and they're still alive. That's where we experience God, because we set all of the distractions aside. So my challenge to you this week is this. Because all of you raised your hands, or the majority of you raised your hands. The ones that didn't, I got another sermon for y'all later on down the line. My assignment for you is this week, I want you to find that place. I want you to find that table where you set all of the distractions in your life aside and recognize Jesus sitting there with you, wanting to carry on a conversation with you. I'm figuring it didn't take a whole lot of time for him to break the bread and bless it. But spend time with Jesus this week. I promise you that if you will do that, the hair doesn't get gray as quick. The nerves aren't as shot. And we can make it through that day a lot easier. And we'll recognize, didn't I notice that He was walking right there with me the whole time? Set the distractions aside for 5 minutes and enjoy your relationship with Jesus Christ. Because He sure does enjoy His relationship with you. Otherwise, He wouldn't have went to the cross. Let's pray. Holy Father, we admit that we have distraction problems. Unfortunately, we let things kind of take our mind and our heart away from where we're at. There are times when we walk into a room and don't realize what we came in there for.
That's a sign that we have been distracted too far. Father, help us this week to find that table, just like the disciples had with Jesus in their house, where they sat down and put everything aside and experienced your Son firsthand. Help us to realize that we need you in our lives, that we might be able to move forward with a lot more ease and a lot less pain. Father, we pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.